Hi everyone, this is a delayed special bulletin which I had to delay because of the charts this evening. So let's go on with it. Rishi Sunak, the unelected Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, issued a statement today, this evening, out of the blue, about... It's quite scary when that happens, actually, before I go on to it. If I remember rightly, the then Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, did the same thing. Came out just with this big fuck-off statement to the whole country. And obviously told us a whole bunch of lies. and the whole country fell apart. Obviously, the COVID thing. But today it was... I thought Sunak was going to talk about his resignation. But actually, he was talking about something quite worrying, actually. I mean, you know, I'm not too... In here, where I am, I don't see any real issues because... The Muslim population here is really basically nothing. We've got a few Asian people knocking about, but there really isn't much doing here. So I'd say Stretford all the way to Sale, Broadheath, Altrincham even, definitely Partington. Carrington, even though that's nothing anyway. I don't know about Urmston, but when I've gone to Urmston, I've not seen many Asian people knocking about. So I can't see Urmston having an issue. Maybe Flixton. I can't see Flixton being a problem either. So I think the only places in Trafford that could present a problem is in Old Trafford. Possibly Furzwood, them type of areas. I think that's where problems could exist. So we don't have to worry here, not a problem. But for other places where there's lots of mosques and Muslim people, these problems exist, will exist, and through the Gaza Israeli thing, you know, what Sunak was saying, half of it was correct, and I'll vouch for that. He said that every religion in the country, everybody has the right to believe in your God. You know? He's right. And the Islamic religion and the people within it are law abiding. The majority do not, you know, even if they protest, they're protesting peacefully for what they believe in, and that is their fundamental right. He is correct about that. For the first time, Sunak has actually said something I agree with. But there's a case which I've been saying for some time, because I was in the religion for... I can't even remember, it's such a long time ago. It was a long time. It wasn't just overnight. I was in that religion for some time. And I wasn't a Muslim. I was an investigative reporter. I mean, I knew that eventually this religion will need someone like me to tell the truth. This was before terrorism, way before terrorism. So things have changed a whole lot more. But what he said was correct. The majority, in fact, I'd say all the people that I was praying next to did not have any issues at all with anyone. They didn't do drugs. They didn't do anything that was going to fuck their lives up or fuck other people's lives up. They just got on with the hard graft and the fundamentals of life, trying to make it as easy as possible, trying to win the lottery. I mean, that's probably the only addiction they had that I saw. Some of them probably had little vices, you know, little vices, but the none back then. There wasn't a drugs epidemic like there is today. So it wasn't a problem back then. So the majority of people were, I mean, they were just so pleasant. For instance, right, I'm not mocking anything. I'm not being racist, because I'm certainly not. But there's a few things that I have to say, I mean, through religions, if we're going down that road, and that is, you know, like I say, no disrespect, because I'm an open-minded person where religion's concerned, right? I am not focused on one religion. I don't believe in that. I think they're all the same, just different books, different ways, but all doing the same thing, believing in God, right? Apart from Buddhism, apart from the fake religions. I mean, I don't even touch them. They're just fake. They've just been developed out of nothing. Someone's just decided, well, I don't believe in this. I don't believe in the Quran. I don't believe in the Bible. So we'll invent our own. That's what it is. That's what a fake religion is. So you're actually believing in nothing. It's just bullshit. But that's up to you, isn't it? Whatever you want to do. That they've got that right as well, haven't they? So I can tell you that whenever I've gone into the mosque, not the first one I went into, because that was a disgusting, absolute disgrace, but the newly built mosques, I was greeted with the utmost compassion, the almost love, almost, that made me feel like very special. They made me feel like a king. They made me feel like a superstar. That's how I was treated. It's the most clean religion. I'm just telling you how it is. If you didn't know, you know, I'm going to tell you, it's the most clean religion you'll ever go into, and I agree with what they're doing. For example, I'm not saying everybody, but a lot of Christians, lots of white people, and I'm a white person, don't clean their arses when they go for a shit. They wipe their bum, but they don't clean it. And that means you're walking around potentially with a load of shit in your ass, because you can't reach it all. I'm telling you, there's been times when I've wiped my ass and I've tested it myself, literally tested it, and sometimes that shit is still in your ass, and you know what, I don't even know how that could be. I honestly don't. I wipe my ass properly and make sure there's no shit in it. And yet, an hour later, a little bit of shit, I can feel it. It's a bit itchy. Do you know when it gets itchy? That shit That's not sweat, it's shit. You know when you get an itchy ass? I mean, you talk about inside it. You just want to wipe it. That's that type of itch. It's quite a good feeling, really, isn't it? You're like, oh, it's fucking great. It's good itch. It feels good. But that's when you look on the tissue paper to find out what it is. It's shit. Because you've not washed it. So that is true. No one can deny it. So if you don't wash your arse, and there will be people that do, a lot of people don't. So you're going into Christianity, you're going to the church, you're going to whatever, and you're praying to God with shit in your arse. How disrespectful is that? It's the most, absolutely disrespectful. And you can't be forgiven for it. It's absolutely disgusting. So, this is where Islam and Muslim religion works really well. Because when you go into prayer, and you're praying to your God, the least you could do, the least you could do is wipe your ass and clean it. Or at least clean a bit of you. Clean your hands, clean your hands at least. No one does. And so, I am just telling you, if you didn't know anything about Islam, that it's a clean religion. And I like that. I absolutely like that. And I clean my arse. Every time I go for a shit, I clean my bum. And I've always done it. Since them days, even though I'm not praying, even though I only believe in my own God, I don't go and pray it I don't go into a mosque, or I don't go to Christianity, Jewish synagogue, or anything like that. I just do my own thing, which I'm not going to mention, but I do my own thing. But I still clean my arse, and I definitely don't eat bacon or any pork products, unless it's Oh, bloody hell, what was that? Unless it was, that was a bit of a thingy, wasn't it? Bit of a sound effect. Sometimes you can have, for instance, I don't believe there's any pork in pork pies. I don't believe there's any pork in sausage. I don't eat sausages anyway. I think most of the things that you see that says pork, It's not actually pork, it's just fat. It's not actually pork. I saw a guy that was praying, a proper Muslim, not like me. I was just investigating, really. And I suppose you could call me a Muslim. I was praying on a Friday prayer, so I was included in that, so I'm quite proud about that. But not like him, he was a proper Muslim. I saw him in the chippy eating a bloody sausage. So fuck, that's supposed to be pork. You're not supposed to eat pork. So it just shows you, it doesn't make any difference. That isn't real pork. He'll say the same thing to you. Bacon is pure pork. But it smells lovely, doesn't it? It does, it smells absolutely wonderful. But it's fucking disgusting. Anyway, so religion is one of those things that will destroy humanity. I think most people believe it's nuclear war, nuclear weapons, but I think that's never going to happen. I think what's going to destroy humanity is religion. And it's simple. It is a different way to different religions. I said this to a lot of Muslim guys when I was praying. I went, religion is like a football league. You know, you've got Man United, you've got Liverpool, you've got Tottenham, you've got Arsenal, Chelsea, Everton. You know, all these teams. And so you've got like Man United could be Catholic, of course, it's associated with the Catholic religion. So there'll be Catholics. Well, it's just a branch of Christianity, isn't it? You know? It's just a branch. It's the same. It's just a branch. Different. Little bit different. You've got to have fish on a Friday. Do you know what I mean? What the fuck? There's all sorts of different fucking stupid, crazy things in religion. But it's a branch of something. But do you see where I'm coming from? There's a different way of doing things. And you, because of belief, the human... You've got to look at the way humans go... I mean, me too, right? We all have a belief of something. And I've learned that a belief, once it's a complete belief in your both your mind, your subconscious and your conscious brain, it cements. And you, no matter what people tell you, no matter what is proven to you, you won't deviate. You will keep with that religion. You'll keep with that. And nothing that will, even if it's, like I say, if it's proven that all the things that you are believing is false, proven beyond all doubts, scientifically, and everything else, won't shift you. You believe, and that's it. You're fucked. Once you believe in something like that, you're completely fucked. It's hard to get out of. It's like an addiction. It's hard as fuck to get off it. Once you get into it, it's hard as fuck to get off it. And the deeper you believe, the deeper you... Especially if you enjoy that whatever it is, the deeper you get involved with these things, the harder it is to come out of it. And that's what's destroying, which will destroy humanity. It's belief. Belief is the destroyer, in my opinion. So you've got this issue now where Islam has been corrupted. Right, it's completely fucking corrupted. It's and what Sunak said today was absolutely correct. It's corruption. They've a branch of Islam, not Islam, but a branch of Islam, just like a branch of Christianity is the Catholic religion. But the Catholics have not corrupted it like the Islamic people, you know, these people that pretend to be Islamic. But you know, it's a similar thing. They've branched out, so now they believe in corruption to their own ideology, to their own thinking of what Islam is. The wording in the Holy Quran says that to die for me, you will become a martyr. That's the words. Well, one of few words, but the words similar to that. Anyway, the words are like that. So if you go to some crackhead that pretends to be an Islamic person and says, and he reads that and says, oh my God, so if I kill someone, I'm going to go to heaven in God's name. Do you see where that's going to go now? It's not the Quran's fault. It's just the fucking crackhead who's believed, because he's got no brain. You can't fucking think outside the box. So he's corrupted it into his own ideology. Oh, I must do this because he believes that. But no matter what anyone tells him, an imam could tell him, no, you've corrupted it. No, it's not. That's not the way it, I'm sorry, I don't believe you. And he'll just send him away. Then he goes to other people and then a branch of people. A massive big pile of people. Now they all believe that one thing, that ideology, corrupted from the Quran. And this is where we've got the problem. This is where terrorism comes into it. They've corrupted it. And now it's not just a group of people, a massive amount of people. It's a whole load of people all over the fucking world that are corrupted. And then you get wars like the Iraq War, which was completely illegal. The US and the UK bombing the shit out of Iraq. All these people dying for nothing. Thousands of people dying for nothing. Thinking that the president, what was his name? Forgot his name. I can see his face though. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. He did not have weapons of mass destruction. He never did. So what happened now is that all them people that were corrupted, the Islamic religion that were in Iraq, wanted a war with the West. And then it spiraled out of control. The UK, people in the UK, oh, fucking hell, we've, blah, 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 you know. We've got to get them back. Eye for an eye, innit? Tooth for a tooth. So, that's where we're at. And the war in Gaza and Israel, whilst we are not, we can't be blamed for that, right? We certainly cannot be blamed for it. But we're helping the Israelis. We're giving money that we can't even afford. We just can't afford it. We can't even afford to give our military any money. You know, hoping America's going to save us. Yeah, right. So this is how stupid the Tories are. So, America mad. They're totally America mad. So yeah, that's how it was all working anyway, guys. And what we've got now is all these refugees. Is it refugees? No, these migrants. And we're not talking about the legal migrants. You know, there's lots and lots of legal migrants that just want to get on in life. And they should not be stopped. You know, they certainly should not be stopped of wanting a better life for themselves and their family. They're not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about all the single males that have come into the country, swamped it, invaded us. It's an invasion. And now we're seeing loads and loads of people getting harmed, getting killed because of these people, because they don't give a shit. So you've got how many single males has come into this country without family? The fighting age working, well, not working, they're not working, are they? The fighting age men, 18 to 35, 40 maybe. Many are in the 20s. And they don't give a shit. They couldn't care less about UK people. Couldn't care less. They kill someone, so what? That's what's happening in London. And that's why Sunak came out today warning people. It was a warning. Without being a warning. I read through it. To come on live to address the nation told a lot to me. I don't know about anyone else, but it told me that there's a serious problem with these corrupt Islam people and the far right. So we've got a situation where we've got the far right and Islam, and the far right's going to grow. Because that's what's happening. So you're going to get like two at some point in the future, not in the near future. We're going to have such a big army of people, white people, all white people, and we'll end up attacking, eventually attacking the Islamic people. But it'll be attacking the wrong type of people. It'll be attacking the nice people. That's where it's, that's what I think he's trying to say. And what's going to happen then is we've got civil war on our hands. And you know what? The really strange thing is, Sunak's government are to blame for that, because they've let in all the fucking migrants, and they're still letting them in. That's where it's going to end up, people. We're going to start having a fucking war between white people and brown people. And I don't know whether a lot of black people will be fighting for the brown people. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be racist about it. So, and that's what's going to happen in our cities. And the police won't be able to do shit. They'll run away. There's not enough of them. What Sunak should do is build a huge, big fuck-off task force, a huge army of fucking men, and train them. I mean, really train them for what's going to happen. Give them all the kit they want. And that's what they're going to have to do. Because at the moment, I don't know. There's not enough of them. I can already see that. And the police have got their hands tied a little bit to what they can do. Soon that's going to have to change the law to give police full power. Do whatever you want to do. You know, if the law says that a policeman is going getting hit, you can smash them as well. You can shoot them. You know, try not to kill them, but you know, you can fight back and give the power back to the people that they can fight back. Because eventually, who knows where it's gonna end. Who knows what's going to happen? I mean, in places like here, you know, there's nothing going to happen here. Partington or Trafford's probably the safest place, but who knows what's going to happen? You know, if it happens where it is a war between us and them, then will they invade? Will they invade this area? You know. Will they invade Parlington? Will they? I don't know. Where would be safe? I don't know. Will it happen? I don't know. But if we leave it, and I think the migrant numbers are going to increase. Anything could happen. And with that warning today, live warning, I think we're very close to it. And so it's scary, really. Greater Manchester Police, they won't be able to do shit. They'll run away. They won't be able to do shit. There's not enough of them. Just not enough. We'll need the assistance of all of Cheshire. it's going to be we are heading for disaster, and I don't know. So that's where we're at. And yeah, I think Sunak, when he's just crazy that he could not even mention the migrants coming over. Absolutely crazy. And the feeling from UK people, I'd say that people that are Islamic as well, they feel, and I genuinely feel really bad about all these guys getting free stuff, getting free accommodation, and you know, all these you know, genuine people, even Islamic people, even Pakistani people, and not everybody else, black people, all that live here that are genuine, you know, they're feeling really bad because, like, why should they have? They've come over here and now they've got fucking benefits. They've got free housing. I mean, plush surroundings, as long as it's not Pontins or Butlins. Fucking security. Sky TV. You know, they don't pay nothing. They don't pay for gas and electricity. They don't need a fucking rip-off TV license. They've got mobile phone contracts. Although they'll have to pay for that, of course. Not everything is free. But I guess they'll probably go and pay as you go, so no one can trace them. I guess that's the way they would have done that. Fucking joke. So, yeah, I see it with these auditors on YouTube. They're going around hotels, migrant hotels, and they're sounding out, they're showing what's going on. It's really a good thing that they're doing that, but they've got to be really careful, you know. Fucking seriously, man. Most of these, like I say, these migrants don't give a fuck. They couldn't care less. So they're putting themselves in a lot of danger, I think. Especially there's only one of you, but normally these migrant hotels is probably about 200 or 300 in them. So if they start charging, they're quite easily captured and kidnap you easily. No one will see it. Take you in, get hold of you, throw you in. And they could do whatever they want to you. That's the risk they take. I personally would, it's good viewing, but I personally wouldn't do it. It's just not worth it. You need to go with a gang. You need to go with a big fucking, big gang of you, all armed. You know, don't show your armoury, of course, but you could bring something out. Go in. If they start fucking about, then come on then. But then you've got a massive big fucking war on your hands. So it's probably not a good idea either way. But, you know, I wouldn't. What I'm trying to say is I wouldn't go on my own, on my tod, because it's just fucking senseless. There's one guy, DJ something or other, and he's gone into these migrant camps on his own, and they've locked the gate. Like he shit his pants. He was doing a live, and he absolutely shit his pants. And I'd have been really concerned myself. But fortunately, they left. You know, they got the door back open again. But that's the risk you take. You should never ever go. If you're an auditor, make sure there's no gates. Go through the gates. You know, that's the fucking crazy thing to do. Don't box yourself in. You know, that's just fucking crazy. It's not worth it, man. It's not worth it. Like, you know, you can go outside the gates and do your audit. You don't have to go inside. That's fucking crazy. And that guy is crazy. You know, get your drone over, you know. So, be very careful, guys. When you're auditing, be careful. Right, so, that's my message to them. And even more so now. And I perhaps might do other things to warn these people. I know auditing is all about the money. You're just doing it for money. Antagonizing people that's all it's about. Antagonize, going to wherever you're going to and trying to upset people so you get more views. People will watch your video because there's action, but you're putting yourself in a bit of danger, and also likely you could end up in a cell somewhere. I know that AB, Auditing Britain, he's in a serious situation because he's an Asian guy. Do you know what I mean? He's UK and he seems a nice lad, actually. I'll be honest with you, it seems that way. Don't get me wrong, I don't know. But he seems a nice lad. And he's doing, obviously, he gets a lot of money from YouTube to antagonise people. So, but these people are fucking up auditing. Eventually, YouTube might get some kind of warning, or something will happen, and auditing will finish. And it'd be because of them. They've antagonised too many people. You can audit somewhere and not actually be in direct contact with anyone. You know, you don't have to start talking. I mean, you could say, what's this, what's that, where, you know, is this safe? And is this, you know, you know yourself with what public land is. Like I say, that the law in the UK, you can do anything. I mean, I saw that just today, actually. A police officer confirmed it. I mean, I already knew, but it confirmed that you can do video, do anything you want on public land. There's no crime. There's absolutely no crime. You can video record whoever you want. And, obviously, to a degree, you know what I mean? But for the most part, 99%, you know, it would be at a police station or you're auditing whatever, you know, premises, as long as you're not on their land. And even when it's on their land, when you're on private land, you're not committing an offence. And so even on private land, you can go to the Trafford Centre. Now, at one point, I've been telling people that getting your camera out, auditing a mall or a shopping precinct is an offence, but it isn't. I was wrong. It's not an offence. But what they can do is they can throw you out with minimum force. So if they say, if you're in traffic centre and a guy comes up to you and says, a security guard comes up to you and says, oh, can you know, it would be nice to you, you know, or might not be nice to you, but mainly these guys are nice to people and they don't want any confrontation. So they'll say, can you turn it off, please? And so, and you say, no, you don't have to. Well, actually, you do have to, because you're on private land. You know, it's not council land. It's not free land. So they've got the rights to that precinct. Complete rights. You haven't got any rights to video record, to take photographs. So what they'll say is, they'll say, well, you can take your photographs, you can take your video, but you've got to be off our land, or at least tell the media team that what time you're arriving, what day you're arriving. And then once you get a thumbs up, so you get that thumbs up from media, the press officer, then you're fine. You haven't got a problem. You can do what you want because you've got clearance. But a lot of people don't do that, so you've not got clearance to do it. So they can't confiscate your camera or your phone. Can't do that. It's illegal. If they do that, then you can get them into trouble. So all they can do is tell you to leave. So the issues is where people start. Of course, it's mainly YouTubers, and they want that action. They want They want them to be antagonized. So they start having a row. Like they try pushing them about and stuff like that. That's what they want. That's exactly what an auditor wants. And they come out of, say, the Trafford Centre, but they've got the footage. And it's good viewing. It's good viewing. But, you know, they can't do anything to you. All they can do is usher you off the premises. So you can take the piss all day long. You can argue with them all day long, the security staff, but they won't do anything. So they'll call the police. That's what would normally happen, because they can't deal with you. You want this, it's for YouTube. So you'll stay long and they'll just get fed up and call the police. The police will come, they'll usher you off. Now, of course, you can't do shit when the police come, but all they can do is usher you off the premises the same way as they would do. And if you start kicking a fuss, proper fuss, they could, if they wanted to, they could issue a public order offence. They could do that. Although you could contest that, you're not going to be able to win it, because it's all on evidence. It's all evidence based. So you're fucked either way. Best thing to do is just fucking leave. Get off the premises. You've done your video. You've got them pissed off. Now, fucking go. Go somewhere else. Just say, all right, officer, be nice. Just go, okay, no problem. We was going anyway, you know, that kind of thing. They're used to that shit. They know you're going to make excuses. So, just fucking go. You've done it. You've done your business. Just leave. But, that's how it works. So you can be an auditor, but, you know, being an auditor to a migrant camp for, you know, if there's migrant camps here, and I could audit that migrant camp, and it's not too far away from where I live, I could easily audit it. But, like, I'm not an auditor. I don't see any point in it. I mean, you know, if there's some interest, you know, probably do it. I can't make any money because I haven't got enough views on YouTube. But I only need about 100 more. But I can't see any point. I mean, I don't like antagonising people. I don't like people being upset. Just got to get on with each other. That's my own. All the way through my life, I've always been the same way. You just got to get on. And some people don't want to. Because they're fucking, it's their upbringing. But I don't think it's them, it's the upbringing. So they don't know any different. All through their lives, maybe. So I don't want to get involved in that. So going to I can see the point in going to a migrant camp. I mean, this place where I can go even tomorrow. I could audit that. I could do a video in a news kind of way. I wouldn't go to there and piss them off, which is what an auditor is. I just go there and do a video about what's happened today. So I'd go there and say, right, welcome to blah, blah, blah. Here you go. And start talking about what I'm talking about now. And if someone comes out, I can always say, all right, mate, how are you doing? And get them on video and ask questions. Are you a migrant? Do you belong here? Where do you come from? How are you doing? You know, I wouldn't touch anyone's hands or anything, but, you know, I'd ask the questions if someone came out. I'm not here to cause any trouble. I'm actually on public land. because there is a private land. It's only a small space. On the outside, it's just, you know, public land. And if they say, no, we don't want to speak to you, well, that's that. But it doesn't mean to say I can't do a video there, because it's public land. As it happens, and I'm going to leave it after this, quite an incident happened a while ago, where someone was trying to jump off the roof, trying to commit harikari. This has happened a few times at that location, but I happened to follow the police, which I tend to do with my camera, and sometimes I catch up with them, and I caught up with them, and I saw the guy on the roof, right at the top of the roof, threatening to jump. And I was videoing. I was actually, of course, I'm on public land, so they can't do shit. People can, and there's one guy giving me shit. I said, I'm on public land, you dumbass. I can do what I fucking want. But then, because I've been trained for this, I've learned about the law about photography. I have to do that. I realised that whilst I'm on public land and I'm allowed to do this, there's also a thing called respect. And if you see someone jumping off, well, not jumping off, but threatening to jump off the roof, it's not a very good idea to be video recorded. And I did stop the video recording quite quickly, actually, before he started giving me shit. But I was taking photographs, which I still can do. But video recording is another thing. But then I went across to the guy and I said, you know, he was a bit irate. I calmed him down. It was very simple to do. And I said, he was a really nice guy, actually. And I just said to him, no, he was calm. I said, just between me and you, mate, you know, I mean, I hope nothing happens. I don't think anything would happen. If he was going to do something, he'd have done it by now. Do you agree with me? And he said, well, yeah. I said, how long have you been here for? About an hour and a half. I went, well, he's not done it yet. Said, well, he's not really going to do it, is he? Went, no, it's just a threat. A lot of people just threaten to do it just to get the reaction. Maybe that's what he needed. He just wanted the reaction to make him feel good. I don't know, some stupid people out there. And I said to him, I said, listen, mate. I said, look at the... And now I was with a fireman. I was talking with a fireman now who came along. And I said to him, I said, both of them, I went, think about this now, right? If he goes and jumps off this roof now, what's going to happen to him? And they both just, even the fireman just looked and went, well, the fireman went, well, he's going to get injured. And I went, is he? And he said, yeah. I said, don't you think so? And I went, I don't think so. I said, see how, look at that. No, I went up to the part, the building. I said, look how, I'm just about 6 foot on with my trainers on. I said, look at how much distance there is between the roof and my head. There's just about two of me, isn't there? I said, yeah, just about two. Do you think that guy, if he tries to jump off, is going to jump off and kill himself? No. And I just walked away. It's so low. You can't jump. If you can't jump from that building, I mean, maybe on the side of the building, because then it's just a wall. The whole thing's a wall. Now, you could quite easily kill yourself from... I wouldn't say about killing yourself. You never know, though. But I think mainly you'll just get an injury. You know, people don't jump with their head first. I mean, if they jump with their head first, then maybe. But mainly people just jump with their feet going down first. So, you know. It's just basic common sense, isn't it? So I said, look, he's at the front. He's not going to kill himself. You're wasting your bloody time. You're absolutely wasting your time. It's just looking for attention. But we've got. I went, okay, no problem. And I told the guy that was like being irate. I said, do you know what this land is in front of me? Well, where you're standing now. And because he didn't know anything about it. I went, listen, there's a thing called public land and there's private land. And I showed him how much private land there was in front of that hotel. He said, is that it? I went, that is it. It's fucking minimal. I said, now, I'm outside of that. What land am I on now? He said, you're on public land. And I said, there you go. He said, what? I said, anything on public land, I can take photographs of, I can take video recording of, it doesn't make any difference. I can do it with the police even. It doesn't matter. I can do whatever I want, and they can't do shit. Because it's not, there's no law. It's not even legislation. So, he said, is that what? I went, yeah, that's what it is. He said, now you understand, I can take photographs, I can do video anywhere I want. And there's no need to get irate with me. I'm sorry, I didn't know the law. And I went, well, now you do. He said, now I do, yeah. I said, but there's one thing that I will say, and it's very important that photographers understand this, and that is you can't take photographs of a crash scene with the person in the car. Right? I've been to many crash scenes. You can't take photographs of the person or people in the car. Then you are seriously in trouble. Fucking serious trouble. Even on public land, you can't do that. Because it's fucking disgraceful. It's absolutely abhorrent. It's fucking ridiculous. You can't do that. The fucking person could die. They don't want to be identified going all over social media. And just before I go, and this, you know, I already knew anyway, but the police officer, I was at a crash scene. They knew. I was always at a crash scene. They all knew me. They all know me. I'm doing all these photographs. And he said to me, there was a guy taking photographs at the time of the person in the car. A massive crash on Woodhouse Lane. It was a bad crash as well. A mega crash. And I got there and I knew. I already knew. You can't take photographs with the person in the car. You can't do it. You got to wait for the person to be, or the people to come out of the car, let them get to hospital, and then you can take the photograph of the car all day long. Make sure that you block out the registration number, and you're fine. But this guy was taking photographs with his camera, with his mobile phone, of the people in the car as well, and the police officer didn't talk to him. He went straight to me. And he said, I know, I've seen you so many times. I know you're a photographer. Can you go on to tell him about the laws of laws of photography, please? Because he's doing me editing. And I went straight to the guy. I said, all right, fella. Well, you're doing good. You know, yeah, no problem. I said, can you stop? You know, no disrespect, right? You're on public land, aren't you? I know that. But I said, mate, you can't take photographs of people in a car crash. You can't take photographs of people that have been involved with the car crash. It's just so bad. You can't do it, mate. No matter what you think, you can't do it. And he said, you've got to tell me why. I said, well, if you think about it, right, that person that you've taken a photograph in the car that's had the crash, that's going to hospital right now, dies. They don't, the family don't want their images all over the fucking social media, do they? You know, it's just fucking wrong, isn't it? Do you get it now? And he just looked at me with his mouth open. I went, he goes, yeah, I didn't think. I went, remember, I said, be a photographer. You've got to be a photographer. It's the best thing you could do. Just keep doing it. Get yourself a proper camera would be a good idea. But I did say that to him, by the way. But, you know, you can't take photographs of the of a crash with the people inside it, because you're going to get yourself into serious fucking trouble, even on public land. And he showed me he deleted all his photographs. I said, just wait. I went, just wait. Give it about 15 minutes, 20 minutes. And then you can take as many photographs as you want of that car. Just make sure that you block out the registration if it's from behind. You can't identify anyone. Never, ever identify anyone. Registration, most can identify people with that. Don't do it. So he said, right. He shook my hand. This was before the pandemic. He shook my hand. He said, you know what? He said, that's the best information, advice I've ever had in my time as a new time as a photographer. I went, that will serve me well going forward. You've made me understand. I said, all you have to do is just remember that private and private land, public land, it's not a civil offence to do any work. It's not any offence to do any work on the outside. So the only things you can't do is the normal things, like taking photographs of kids. You should not do that. Taking photographs of people in cars, in crashes. So they're the two things you should, and I don't expect you to do anyway. They're the two things that you can't do. I mean, possibly, if you've got the permission of the mother or the father, then and it's for an article, a publication, and you want a picture of maybe say a school playground, then if you've got the permission, then that's different. That is totally different. But if you've got a permission, you're going to screw yourself up. You're going to end up in trouble. So he said, I know that. Well, that's all right. I just thought I'd tell you. And there you go. I helped out another photographer. But it's great the police let me do it, though, wasn't it? I felt a bit cool about that. Really, really cool. I thought, they let me do it. And, they had to do other things, so kind of worked out. But yeah, great for me to have that power to be able to go over to someone. It made me feel proud of myself, like I've helped another photographer. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, he must get himself a proper camera. You know, you can't. I mean, on the occasion you take a photograph with your phone. If you've got no camera, make sure it's an OIS one. You know, make sure it's image stabilization. Not a fucking shit Honorphone. Don't get an Honorphone. Do not get an Honorphone. If you're a photographer like I am, do not get an Honorphone. Even if they look good, they're not good. They are absolute garbage. The software is dreadful. It really is. And they hardly update. I think you get two updates for the whole 3 years or whatever. Where you get Samsung, you probably get, I don't know, maybe Samsung, you'll get about 4 or 5 updates. So don't get an Honorphone, guys, if you're a photographer. Right, I'm off. Take care. I hope you've enjoyed this one. The way I switched it from the religion side of everything. Then I went to auditing. Then I went to camera work. Very good. Slipped it in like that. It was good, wasn't it? Right, I hope you enjoyed it. Take care, and I'll speak to you again with another bulletin sometime soon. Take care.